Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. Aibo bo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Welcome to another episode of the Agua Cerito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Today, we are going to deconstruct reasons why you might not be connecting with the laws, but most importantly, what you could do about it. As always, we begin our conversation about the divine by centering ourselves with breath and prayer. Let's breathe together three times. Inhale patience and exhale frustration. Inhale ease and exhale struggle. Inhale hope and exhale tension. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to the spirits of all four elements of earth, water, fire, and air in the east, the west, the north, and the south, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestors of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents and great-grandparents and beyond, both known and unknown. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the opportunity to be in connection with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with love, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our hearts and minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared and understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned be learned. Aibobo. Ago ago bo rababa asao alaso aoshenago jabodo afutai bilolo swakongo kwa sen bo. Welcome back to another episode of the Agua Cerito podcast show. If you've been on the journey with us, thank you so much for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you being part of our digital aku. And if you're new to the show, welcome and a big aibobo to you. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife, and this show is all about one thing: deconstructing, demystifying, and decolonizing Haitian voodoo. Each week, I share information with the goal of educating, empowering, and enlightening our listeners on the beautiful, sacred religious practices of Haitian voodoo. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love for you to hit that follow subscribe button so you never miss an update. If you're enjoying what you hear, leaving us a quick rating or quick review is one of the best ways to support the show. And of course, feel free to share this episode with a friend who'd enjoy it as well. And since we have listeners in our digital laku all across the world, every week I shout out a city where our listeners are located. So this week, I want to send a big, big, big shout out, a big aibobo to all of our listeners in Gauteng, South Africa. So, Gauteng, South Africa, aibobo, aibobo, aibobo to you. Words are very powerful in our everyday life. And in Haitian voodoo, it is no different. Words are actually particularly powerful, particularly specifically important. And so, starting with this episode, I'm actually introducing a new segment. I'm going to call this segment Parole Pouvoir. And in English, parole pouvoir means words of power. And it's really interesting. I find that last season, I had a mini segment I was calling T-Lemia. And I decided to kind of retire the T-Lemia segment. But I thought about it and I said, you know what? I want to figure out a way to incorporate this idea and bring it back. And as I thought about this new specific segment, I realized why it was so important to kind of bring this idea back that I had started in the last season. My mom, the late Mumbo Ita Jean-Baptiste, she actually used to have a similar segment on her radio program when I look through her past scripts. And I realized, I was like, you know what? I want to reclaim that in this podcast. So last season, I had used the concept of T-Lemia. But this season, I decided, you know what? We're going to just incorporate a new segment in the actual podcast in every single episode, as opposed to having the standalone segment that I did last season. So again, we're trying new things, listeners. We've been getting some really amazing feedback. Thank you all so much for the feedback you do provide us. Again, if you've got some ideas, questions, suggestions, email us aguacerito@gmail.com. But moving forward, each week, before we go into the episode's main topic, I want to take a moment to uncover and unpack a powerful Creole word that is rooted in Haitian voodoo, that is important to understand as we explore and think about the spiritual wisdom that specific words carry. So, having said all of that, to this week's inaugural pouvoir, the word we're going to talk about today is reposoir. So reposoir, again, from a Haitian voodoo lens, reposoir is essentially a resting space. It's a resting space. It can sometimes be the form of a vessel, but it's essentially a space where when the laws are visiting us in the earthly realm, this is kind of where they may come and they stay if they're not actually in ceremony, if they're not actually being called down specifically in ceremony. Sometimes, again, they visit their devotees, they visit, you know, a lot of different areas. You know, energy moves and flows, right? And so a reposoir, think of a reposoir, it can actually take on a lot of different forms. And it can be a temporary space. Let's say they may have a reposoir that they're staying in for a specific time if they're in transition. Think of a reposoir kind of like a spiritual hotel or like an Airbnb for the laws. It can also be permanent, right? Think of it being like a home, a resting space, a permanent home where the laws go and they spend time in, again, when they're not in ceremony. So a reposoir can take on a lot of different, you know, meanings and reasons in terms of why they exist. Reposoirs can also take on a lot of different forms. So a reposoir can be in the form of a tree. You can have a loi's reposoir can be actually in like a stone or a rock. It can be in, let's say, like a human-made artifact, like a jar. We sometimes call, sometimes the clay jars, we call them govies, which we'll talk about in a future episode. A reposoir can actually also be a shrine. It can be a sacred space. It can be a specifically a space in the temple that's been designed and been, you know, kind of set apart for a particular loi. And you'll sometimes find, listeners, that devotees, when they're serving their laws, if they are aware of the reposoir or they've created the reposoir themselves, let's say in the form of an altar, or they know where their laws, you know, favorite tree is, for example. So if your law has a favorite tree that maybe you see in dreams that they're always at, that may be a space for them as well. Sometimes devotees will go there, they will offer food, they will offer libations, they may offer prayers at the foot of a law's reposoir.
They may also do cleaning to keep it, you know, keep it nice and fresh. And so it's important that if there is a specific guipozois that you are aware of your laws, being able to treat that area with the utmost respect. That is extremely, extremely important. So that is today's parole pouvoir. Do you have a Vodou word that you would like to learn more about? Go ahead and email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. And we'll make sure to feature it on an upcoming episode. So today's prompt, today's episode prompt is why you might not be connecting with the Lois. It is actually one of the most common questions I receive in emails from listeners, particularly listeners that may be new on their spiritual journey or really just really starting to get connected with Haitian Vodou, getting connected with Haitian Vodou laws. And since this season is all about loving on the laws, I felt intuitively called to do this episode. And at first, I remember when I thought about this episode, I was, you know, I'm trying to keep a specific structure and order with how I do the episodes. And I was originally going to wait until the season finale to do this specific episode. But I just kept getting a nudge. I kept getting a nudge from Spirit and decided to go ahead and do what I'm calling this kind of a mid-season break, right? Like a mid-season like bonus episode. And I decided to do it now. As opposed to waiting towards later in the season, because this season, because we are covering a number of our amazing laws, this is going to be, I think, one of our longest seasons that we'll have running. And so I didn't want to wait and decided to do an episode particularly on this topic because I've gotten so many questions about it. And as you all know, Haitian Vodou is a lived, embodied religion, and it is one that requires us to truly be in connection. We have to, in order to really live and understand Haitian Vodou, we have to be in connections with our laws, and we have to be in connections with ourselves, with our vessels, in order to really embody, right? And to really be in an embodied space. And that's why in the episodes leading up to the season premiere, we talked about the fact that in order to truly love on the laws is to truly love on yourself. And this episode is no different. So what do I mean by not connecting with the laws? Let's take a moment to unpack like what I specifically mean. And what I'm going to share, these are just some, I'll show you some examples. Some of these examples I have heard from some of our listeners, from certain people, different people that's, you know, spoken to me that's kind of shared this. Some of these are also experiences that I may have had in the past. Because Vodou is such an embodied religion and such an embodied practice, it's one you feel, it's one you experience, right? In a number of different ways. So if you are feeling like, something is amiss, I don't feel connected the way that I used to, how does that sometimes show up? For many of you, you may previously felt literally a physical connection in your body when you are connected with the law. So for example, if you know, when you go and stand in front of your altar or sit in front of your altar as you are praying and talking to the laws, you may, when you're connected, you know, you may feel it in your hands. You feel the vibrations, the tingling in your feet. You feel it in your ears, you know, you may feel it like in your stomach. And for some people, that's a confirmation that they are in connection with their laws because they feel it in their physical body. And then for some reason, you just don't know, you no longer feel those connections. You feel like, or you feel like it's faded in some way. Like maybe you used to feel that consistently in your body, and then for some reason you don't feel it. So even though, yes, you're still praying and doing your libations and things of that sort, for some reason you feel off. And listeners, we know in our bodies, if we listen to our bodies, we know when we feel like something's off. So if you've in the past, when you are connecting with your laws and you don't feel those vibrations in your body anymore, that may be a sign, right? That may be a sign of something that needs to be addressed. For some of you, maybe you dreamed, maybe you used to have waking visions and receiving messages from spirit, but then all of a sudden you're not dreaming anymore. You're not seeing the visions anymore, or you're receiving the visions and the dreams, but you're totally not remembering them, or you just, again, messages are just not coming clear. They're not registering there, or as we sometimes say today, they're just not hidden. They're not hidden in the way that they used to be hidden, right? And we know that intuitively in our bodies. We know that, especially if we have a certain pattern that we are, you know, used to kind of being able to be in connection with the divine. For some of you, you may feel like somehow your inner intuition has somehow gone silent. Many of our listeners may be, let's say, clairaudient, meaning that we sometimes hear voices, like we maybe hear voices of spirit telling us to do things, helping instruct us, hearing our ancestors guide us, right? And then all of a sudden, you don't hear those divine voices anymore. You don't hear that divine instruction. Other weird synchronicities that you may find that may be happening, and again, these are patterns. These are not just one-off random things. These are things that you start to notice, like constantly things are changing. If you notice things are like, I don't know, like your candle doesn't want to stay lit, like when you're lighting candles and you notice all of a sudden they're just not staying lit, or they're constantly breaking on you. And this is constant. This is not just the one-off random, you know, random coincidence, right? This is like every single time you light a candle, like something weird happens, or items on your altar just are breaking, or sometimes they just go missing, right? If maybe you're not feeling up to it, right? Maybe you've been putting off some important spiritual maintenance or spiritual duties like praying, or just not wanting to just go to your altar. So when you start to see these types of disconnections, pay attention to like what you're experiencing, what's happening, and just clue in on, is this a pattern or is this just a one-off? I'm just having a bad week, for example, or, you know, just, you know, you've been busy, your schedule has changed, or, you know, you're going through like a life transition, right? So, you know, not everything may be, you know, a dramatic shift or a disconnection, right? But if you find that over time, you're having these constant changes, and you just feel like, you know what, the vibes are off, you will intuitively know, right? You will intuitively know when things have shifted in some way, and it's shifted consistently. And what I find, if there is a disconnection, and this is not always the case for every single scenario, but in many instances, disconnections can sometimes come off multi-layered. And when I say multi-layered, you'll see like all these disconnections, but it sometimes is accompanied, right? It's accompanied by, there's also now maybe an increase in misfortunes that you may be experiencing in your life, or mishaps, obstacles in areas of your life where maybe things were easy. All of a sudden now you're having these like random obstacles, random things that are blocking, things that used to just always flow, all of a sudden are not flowing anymore. Having, you know, really issues or concerns, or you know, things are happening with, in relationships and different parts of your life. So if you start to see these types of things manifest in a lot of different ways, it's important to stop and pay attention and not take those things light, especially if you are a Vodouisa. Again, because Haitian Vodou is an embodied living experience that we have, you know, our connections with the laws and our day-to-day are indicators. Think of these as like indicators on like a car. Think of when you think about a car dash and you see all of the little lights and all of the little different symbols. When you're driving a car, each of those symbols, they give you an indicator as to how fast you're going, how much gas you have. And then you start to see lights go off or lights beep or different things kind of go off to indicate that something is wrong, right? Something may need to be addressed or to give you a specific warning. So when we are in an embodied living religion like Haitian Vodou, the signs in our life, how we interact with our laws, how our lives are playing out, is usually an indicator. It's kind of that car dashboard. Those are indicators that we have to always be mindful of and monitor in our lives. And remember, Haitian Vodou is all about balance and harmony. And so it's not that things are going to be necessarily perfect, but there's a sense of a flow. When you are a Vodouisa and you're working with your laws, there's a flow you start to get. There's a pattern, a rhythm of stability, a rhythm of a flow, of expansion, of increase. That's typically, you know, when things are in flow, things are in motion. You know, it's not about, oh, you know, you're super, super wealthy, right? It's not always about like financial, but things are comfortable, right? When things are comfortable, you're moving along, you're progressing on your goals, you know, things are moving fine. You know that you are in alignment. So when you don't have those things, when you start to see that things are changing and things are shifting and you're noticing these signs, you know, like in a dashboard in a car, take it seriously. Right? Take it seriously and start to ask yourself, what is happening? Why are these specific things happening? So now that we have aligned on what I mean by disconnection, I want to say these are going to be kind of guiding principles to consider in today's conversation. The laws are not judgmental, right? So the laws, they don't judge people in the same way or in the same kind of westernized colonial lens that some of us have been heavily conditioned. And this is not the case for everyone, but there's sometimes, again, if you have this colonial kind of mindset in terms of the conditioning that you've had in your background, sometimes there's this idea of, like, again, I go back to this concept of purity culture. I go back to, you know, there's this binary good and evil, good and bad. The laws don't operate, again, they don't operate in that mindset. You know, from a decolonized perspective, the laws are actually more concerned with you being in alignment with your life's purpose. That is actually what the laws are focused on. So they're not focused on, okay, are you a good or a bad person? They're more focused on, are you in alignment with your life's mission? Are you in alignment with your spiritual court as was defined by your lineage? You know, are you in alignment with the cosmos? That's really what the laws are concerned about. They're really not concerned with the mundane sort of lifestyle choices that you're making, right? Unless those choices are taking you out of alignment of where you need to be spiritually, of where you're headed, or it's taking you out of alignment on your life's journey and mission. And this is why the laws, they really prioritize you being authentically you. You being who you want to be, whatever that looks like. So when I share these guiding principles, again, it's and I'm going to share reasons why you may not be connecting. It's not because of your lifestyle choices. Again, if it's not taking you out of alignment of your life's journey, you know, you came to this incarnation to experience life in its entirety, and whatever that, in whatever expression and whatever form that means to you, Aibobo to that. So when I share this, I want to make sure we're not taking it out of context, right? That we're not thinking about this in like a judgment sort of way. Or as I'm sharing this, listeners, it's not that I'm specifically judging you, right? We're talking about the business of alignment. We're talking about how can you be in alignment in a way that you can fulfill and carry out your life's journey, your life's mission. And that's what the laws are about. They're like coaches and they're spiritual protection and they're guides, right? That's around you to help you do that on earth. So that's one thing. You know, I mentioned before that, you know, the laws don't judge. I'm not judging, right? So I want to go back to that. This is not about any particular person. It's not about any particular groups of people. It's more of how can we live and vibrate to the highest version of ourselves, myself included. And I'm actually a really big fan of frameworks and systems. I'm really like a type A person, listeners. So I use these, and I know I'm not perfect. I know that some of the things that I'm going to talk about in today's episode, I've experienced them myself personally. And I find that as I've continued to advance and continue to learn and grow on my spiritual journey, I personally use this. I call it a checklist, right? I usually, so sometimes there's moments where I may be in disconnection and I have to go back and hold myself accountable, because when you know, the laws are a little bit more unforgiving, especially if they know you know, right? And so because of that, you know, I have to, you know, be in a state of integrity and be in a state of always being mindful of how I move and how I grow, particularly in my own journey. So I actually had created this checklist. I created this checklist a while ago. And I call this checklist the back to basics checklist, right? If I am feeling a sense of disconnection or I'm feeling a sense of not being in alignment, I use this information myself as a means to kind of really self-diagnose, right? What are the things I need to specifically focus on? I was going to wait until the end of this season, but I said, you know what? We're gonna share this information now. I want to share the checklist with you all and give you, really, this is going to be like a self-evaluation tool, right? So this is one of these episodes you may want to take a moment, jot some notes down, and take it, make it your own, make this checklist your own, and maybe add to it, right? What I'm sharing is not exhaustive, but add to it. Add to it in any way that you feel is necessary in order to create your own spiritual checklist, right? I find that the items that, you know, what we'll talk about in this checklist are based on, you know, if these energies that we're going to talk about, if these are constant or they're excessive in your life, right? To the point that they may be impeding your spiritual growth. So again, this is not about judging. It's not about lifestyle choices. It's more about, are you in a state where your growth is being, you know, is being stalled in some way, and how can you move forward? All right. With that, we are going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to walk through the checklist. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacerito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. There are 10 reasons why you might not be connecting with the laws. And I'm going to share my checklist. Let's see. I have about 10 reasons. So 10 reasons why you may not be connecting. And at the end, I'm also going to share ways to reestablish connection with the laws. So let's start. Let's go ahead. Let's jump into reason number one. That you might not be connecting with your laws. You may be afraid of the spirits, or just low-key still afraid of voodoo. And I start this one number one. It may trigger some individuals when I share this, but it is an honest reflection. I started with this specific one because if you are like me and if you are raised in like a westernized society, our Western society has conditioned the psyche to believe in the demonization of Haitian voodoo. And so if you are finding yourself afraid, you know, you're having maybe cognitive dissonance, you know, and this depends, right? This is not one that's for everyone, right? Depending on your upbringing, let's say, for example, many of our listeners, they may have been brought up, let's say, in a church, in a specific church environment. And so at some point in their journey, they may have been called to voodoo. And they know, they've seen the power of the laws. They've seen the connections. They know it's right, but there's still something in the back of their minds that keeps trying to kind of trigger them to be afraid. So even though, you know, they'll see they're taking steps, they'll take maybe 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. I've heard this from many of our listeners, and it's a real, real scenario. So on one hand, an individual, they cerebrally, right? They cognitively know that the laws are there to protect them, the laws support their life's mission, but for some reason they can't reconcile, they can't resist the constant conditioning of others around them and others' perception of the religion. So there, sometimes you'll have individuals that's kind of in this like mixed place. They on one hand admire the laws and know what they can do and know why they are important, etc., 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 but on the other hand, they're sometimes scared of them, or they're scared of other individuals that may be involved or talking about Haitian voodoo. I've seen this more times than I can count, and I find it to be a fascinating phenomenon, particularly as someone myself, like myself, who was born and raised in the faith. I find it to be a fascinating but very, very real scenario. This fear, this kind of like, you know, this underlying fear that a person may be having either of voodoo or of their spirits can actually unconsciously impede their ability to connect with their spirits. They may connect with them sometimes, but sometimes there may be this disconnection. And again, you know, that person may be just fighting past conditioning that they were brought up, right? Or if they were brought up again, like in an environment where people would dog the laws, this, you know, they would badmouth the laws. That's a very common scenario in many, especially in homes where people were, you know, are Haitian, of Haitian descent in some way. That is sometimes a very real scenario. So, you know, so that may be one reason why you might be disconnecting with the laws. Reason number two, a scarcity mindset. A scarcity mindset can manifest in a lot of different ways. A scarcity mindset can manifest where you may be having a lack of faith you may have received particular instruction, but because you have this, there's this constant fear, you're kind of maybe constantly self-sabotaging yourself in some way, or talking yourself out of certain scenarios. You may have a constant fear of missing out, a constant fear of, you know, you're in a space where you're constantly comparing your life to those around you for like little things or big things, right? You may be constantly talking negatively about your life or about yourself. Either you're speaking out loud or you're just in your head, you're constantly in a space of negativity about yourself. So being in a scarcity mindset can also, again, this is if you're constantly excessively in this type of space, that can also create a disconnection to the laws. Reason number three, not obeying divine instruction. So the laws are very disciplined, right? These are, and I'm going to say this time and time again, listeners, these are primordial beings, right? These are energies that are older than space and time and humanity in and of itself in many ways. These are, the laws are epithets of human expression. So they are very disciplined. They are very disciplined. And as a devotee, as a vodouisan, they expect you to be disciplined as well. Not perfect. We're not saying perfect. The laws know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So it's not about perfection, but being disciplined. And being disciplined also means that you are following the divine instructions that have been given to you. So if the laws keep giving you message after message after message, they may be giving them to you directly. They may be giving these messages to you through other people in your life. And you continue to ignore the messages, you continue to disregard them. That can actually frustrate the laws, right? Because this goes back to the scarcity mindset. It goes back to this lack of faith. If you do that for too long, if you're in a state of constantly disobeying what instructions that you've been given in your life, they sometimes pull away. Sometimes, you know, that's a way, you know, for them to get your attention at times. And when the laws pull away from you, you got to think about how significant that is. That is that's your spiritual protection potentially pulling away. That's your spiritual anchoring that's pulling away. It can manifest in a lot of different spiritual consequences that you may experience. And just think of it. Think of it. And I think this would go for any person. Think of the people that may be in your life that you may have given them advice or given them instruction to do specific things. And you know that instruction and that advice is for their best. It's for their good, right? It's for them to be a better person, et cetera, et cetera. After a while, if you keep giving people in your life instructions or advice, especially if they come and they ask you for it, like many of us talk to the laws, right? We may talk to the laws and we ask for things and then they tell us what to do and then we don't do them. Imagine how frustrated you may get, right? With people in your life. That's especially if you see that that person or the individuals, they need it. They need to follow the advice in order to, you know, to be relieved of a pain or to really take their life to the next level, whatever the case is. But you get frustrated when people are not taking advice that you know that is good for them. Well, the laws are no different. They're going to get frustrated as well. And sometimes, again, the laws, they pull away, they go silent, you know, as a result of that. So some laws even take offense, right? Some laws, they even take offense, right? And it goes back to, you know, you're not demonstrating a sense of faith in them. So that could be a reason that you might be disconnecting with the laws. Reason number five, not being a person of your word. This is a big one, right? So if you are making promises, I think I spoke about this in season one for a bit. You have to be very, very careful in not making promises you can't keep, particularly to the laws. That is actually dangerous business because, again, these are divine energies. These are divine beings. And sometimes people mistake their accessibility and really take them lightly because the laws are so accessible, right? So if you have made a promise, let's say to your laws to do something, right? Let's say if it's just, okay, I'm going to do an offering every single week, right? And maybe that was, you had the best intentions, right? Like at the time you were pumped, you were excited, whatever the reasons are. But then for some reason you start to be inconsistent in that. You maybe started to do that and then all of a sudden you stopped. Well, that upsets the laws tremendously. It is better to do less than to do more, especially when you're promising things. I'm always in the herb caution not to promise, especially if an area that you know you can't 1,000% keep. But not being a person of your word, particularly to the laws, can cause disconnection. Reason number four that I had missed, and then I'm gonna continue afterwards and be back on track. Not understanding that you reap what you sow. And there's this post that I found online. I want to shout out Mumbo J. Marie. So Mumbo J. Marie had shared a post online on social media that I really, really loved. And again, what she shares, I'm gonna read exactly the post because I think the post is so spot on. And I'm going to read it and then I want to kind of talk about it really quickly. So in her post, she says, "You reap what you sow, but honey bunches, what are you exactly planting?" Everyone loves to say you reap what you sow, like it's just about blessings and breakthroughs. But let's keep it real. If you're out here planting shade, side eyes, saltiness, and subtweets, don't act surprised when your life starts to look like a cactus garden, prickly, dry, and full of drama. Think about it. You gossip, that's a seed. You stew in jealousy, that's a seed. You're passive aggressive and call it setting boundaries, that is a seed. The universe doesn't care if you were just venting. She's handing you a shovel and saying, okay, baby, what are you growing today? Because let me tell you, energy don't lie and soil don't forget. If you plant a mess, guess what you get? A whole royal harvest of chaos. So before you throw your next tantrum, throw shade, ask yourself, do I want to eat the fruit this is going to grow? Or will this be another bitter bite of why is my life like this? Plant peace, water joy, pull your petty weeds, and for the love of your future, stop fertilizing BS and calling it self-care. So aibobo to Mumbo J. Marie. And I really love that particular post because if we are in an excessive, constant state of reaping negativity in our lives, that shows up. You know, that we feel that, you know, we are human beings that we absorb energy. And it goes back to, you know, if you're constantly putting out negative energy in different expressions, as Mumbo J. Marie talked about in her post, that comes back to you, right? That comes back to you in, you know, back in the universe. And so if we're in a constant excessive state of constantly putting out negativity, of constantly having negative intentions, of constantly being in a state of lack, again, going back to this idea of scarcity mindset, if we're constantly in that energy space, the laws, again, are our divine beings. And many of them may not want to be in that type of environment. So that might also cause a disconnection in different ways. All right. So now we're going to go to reason number 6. Hopefully we're back on track now, listeners. So reason number 6, being in excessive states of what I call self-afflicted or fractured states of consciousness. What do I mean by that? So if you are in a constant state of altered consciousness, let's just say you have, let's say, just habits of excessive vices, such as you're, you know, constantly smoking, constantly excessively drinking, constantly excessively ingesting things like edibles, things like mushrooms, that can also create a disconnection, because you got to think about our body. Our body is a temple. And given that, again, Vodou is an embodied practice, is an embodied religion in a sense, your body is a convener of the experiences, of the spiritual experiences that you have on this earthly realm. So again, this is not about judgment. You know, people are going to live their lives. If you drink, you smoke, you take edibles, you take mushrooms, that's your business. Again, the laws are not here to judge. However, when it's when you are in constantly in that specific state, that specific altered state, it can actually create fissures. You know, it can create like fissures. I think of these like leaks and holes. It can actually create holes and leaks in your aura. They kind of act like energetic leaks, right? So if you think about your aura, think about you have this bubble around you, this invisible bubble you can't see. And the laws help reinforce that bubble. They help reinforce that protection. But if you're constantly in a state of, again, these fractured states of consciousness because of certain types of, you know, decisions, over time, the leaks can fester. These energetic leaks, they can fester and they can become gaping holes where the laws are not able to fully connect with you. So sometimes being in excessive states of altered consciousness can sometimes create disconnections over time. All right. Reason number 7, being inconsistent. One of the biggest secrets of success in life, I think it's not just being a Vodouisa, I think just in life in general, is showing up for yourself and being consistent. And as you can imagine, laws are disciplined. So if the laws are very disciplined, they really detest, I'm going to use the word detest, they detest inconsistencies. So if you're constantly starting things but not finishing them, that can also be annoying and can frustrate the laws. So being inconsistent can be, again, and we're not saying one-offs, right, here and there. We're saying like being in a constant state of inconsistency in your life, either how you're being inconsistent and how you're showing up in your practice, or being inconsistent how you're showing up for yourself. So again, loving on the laws is loving on yourself. If you're not loving yourself, you know, that's like one of the highest spiritual acts, believe it or not. So if you're being consistent with the laws, but you're not being consistent with your own self, you're not showing up for yourself, that can also frustrate them as well, because that can over time take you out of spiritual alignment. Again, going back to this idea that the laws are here to guide you and they're here to be with you on your spiritual journey so that it is in alignment with your life's mission. And if you're inconsistently showing up for yourself, that can over time take you out of alignment on your journey. Reason number 8, living in a state, and again, this is constant state, right? So living in a constant state of messiness, dirtiness, or disorganization. If your room is dirty, let's say your bedroom is dirty, your apartment is dirty, your car is dirty, your house is a mess. You know, the altar, you know, your altars are not being kept up if you have altar space, even if it's a shelf, right, or table space for your laws, and though that space is dirty or it's just not, you know, it's not cared for. Or if you're always, you know, you're wearing dirty clothes or just not grooming yourself regularly, believe it or not, that can also impede connection as well. I'm sure you've heard the term in the past, cleanliness is next to godliness. That statement is completely, completely true when it comes to the laws. The laws like to be in clean spaces, and they're like for their devotees. They like for their devotees to be vessels of cleanliness as well. So cleanliness is, again, it's not just, oh, I'm gonna wear clean clothes, but then not your space is a mess. Your house is a mess. Your dorm room is a mess. You know, your altar space is a mess, right? It's how can you ensure that you have a, you know, you've got a sense of that cleanliness throughout all areas that you are regularly in. Reason number 9, not doing any form of shadow work. So if you are new to Vodou and you've been ignoring doing any shadow work or any form of work that could be therapy, that could be counseling, whatever it is that you need for your soul to grow, whatever it is that you need to work on, the laws are actually, they're actually notorious. They're notorious for creating scenarios in your life to help you go through shadow work. So that's something that there are actually many, many laws are due. But it's also, how are you stepping up and taking accountability for your life and doing the shadow work that you need necessary depending on your life's journey, right? That can sometimes maybe impeding your connection as well. And listeners, I talk about shadow work. I just introduced the concept, right? I introduced the concept of shadow work. I believe it's in episode 23. Check that out if you haven't heard that episode yet. And I may revisit the idea of shadow work in the future because it is so powerful. It's such an important practice that can really create breakthroughs in a lot of different ways. So I may come back to that topic, but not doing shadow work, right? Not taking accountability for your own personal growth could also be creating a disconnection. And reason number 10, this is more about who you surround yourself with, right? So reason number 10, surrounding yourself with people who are negative, people who, let's say, incessantly gossip a lot, people who are constantly fighting, people who lead with their egos, they're constantly criticizing others. If you're around people that are constantly playing life too small or downplaying your own ideas and goals and trying to keep you small, if you're constantly around people who pretend to be your friends and are instead maybe they're envious of you, envious of other people, people that are sometimes living in a perpetual state of crisis, right? So if you're constantly around people like that, it goes back to you are who you surround yourself with. So if you hang around 5 honest people, guess what? You become the 6th honest person. If you hang around 5 millionaires, guess what? You become the 6th millionaire. But if you hang around, constantly hanging around people that embody these types of attributes, you over time, whether you can say in your mind, yes, you know, I know this person's like that or these people like that, but I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to change. you absorb what you're around. That's your environment. And it goes back to this saying, I remember I used to hear my mom used to say when I was younger, show me the five people you hang most around and I'll show you who you are. So if you're constantly hanging around people that embody these types of attributes, believe it or not, that can also create a disconnection. The same goes for the type of content that you may be consuming, let's say like on social media. So if you're constantly consuming a lot of gossip, a lot of, you know, lots of messiness, you know, lots of negativity. Again, this is not about being perfect. It's not to say, you know, be entertained, right? We're not saying that. If you're constantly in this state of consuming, right? Consuming a lot of negativity around you, you absorb that energy within your being. And remember, we are vessels and our laws connect with our vessels. So taking a moment, right, to take inventory of who are the people, the closest people around you, around your table, right? And you can, without even doing a divination, you know, just kind of taking in stock of the five closest people around you and who they are and how you act. And anyone can tell you who you are and anyone can tell what your future may look like, right? As a result of who you surround yourself with or what type of content or information you're constantly consuming. So it's important to realize that these types of decisions can impede, they can expand our spiritual journey, but they can also impede our spiritual journey. So with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about ways to reestablish connection with the laws. So there are many ways to reestablish connection with the laws. This is one of the things that I love about the laws is that they know, again, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and they want to connect with us. They want to guide us and they want to see us on our journey. They want to see us happy. They are rooting for you. Even if sometimes their interactions may be harsh, sometimes they may check you on certain things. That's okay. They're checking you for your better. They're checking you for you to be better. And so some of the ways to reestablish connection, this is not a one-size-fits-all approach. You know, you may have to try different things to see what works. It may be that you're trying a collection of different things, not just one thing, but maybe you're trying a number of different things at one time, right? In order to find what's suitable. I always say, take your time, be incremental, be honest, right? Be honest about what you can and cannot do. And again, I feel like when you're honest about that, you're honest, you take your time, and you make the changes that you need to, over time, you will see results, whatever that looks like for you. And keep in mind, again, this list is not exhaustive. I didn't list every single way to reestablish connection, but I've given you some, these are going to be, I call these thought starters, right? These are going to be some ideas that you can begin to think about. And as you reflect on them, you may come up with others on your own, or others based on your own unique experiences or your own unique journey that makes sense to you. So one way to reestablish connection with the laws, I always say, begin inward, right? Always go inward. Take a pause, go inward, and reflect. If there's something that I said in the checklist from earlier, take a deep dive. You know, think further about where this may be coming from, right? And you know, start to think about what you want differently. What are some of the goals? You know, what are some of the things that you want to see happening differently in your life? So starting to go inward and reflecting, like, how did you get there, right? Like, what happened? So starting to kind of unpack where some of these attributes may have come from is the beginning, right? I think it's the beginning of any changing of a tide, right? We gotta, as I've said in other episodes, you gotta name the pain in order to receive the healing. Number two, and this I think is an obvious one, talk to the laws directly, right? Be honest, like talk to them. Get a white candle, pour a water libation, and be honest. Like fess up, own up to what you may have observed about yourself, right? Talk about, you know, where you, what you may have been going through. And tell them what you want. Tell them that you want to reestablish connection with them. Tell them, you know, maybe you need help. Ask them for help. Ask them for guidance. Ask them for them to, you know, light the path for you to fully be able to do that, for you to understand how to fully do that. Sometimes we know what the pain is in our lives, but we may not always know what tools or what we need to fix them. So talking to your laws, and they are going to guide you. They may say, hey, you know, you may feel guided to read a particular book. You may be guided to go to the gym. You may be guided to just go and buy some cleaning products, right? To clean your home, whatever the case is, right? Talk to them. And I say, not just when I say talk to them, right? And we're going to do a whole episode on praying, because I think that's an important conversation as well in the future. But talk to them like you would talk to a coach, a counselor, a parent, like a trusted advisor, right? And be honest. I think honesty, respect, when you go to the laws with honesty, with humility and respect, it goes such a long way. So just being really honest and owning up to your stuff with them and creating that reset, right? That can go really, really far. And what I love about the laws is that when they see that you're putting in the work to really work on yourselves and you're pouring into yourself in that way, they will show up. They will tell you, you know, other things that you need to do, etc. So doing that can make a big of a difference. Talk to your ancestors. You know, ask your ancestors for guidance on what you may need to change, and how to do that in a way that maybe leads to a specific type of change or transformation, depending on what you are seeking to do. Change your behavior. So taking action, I go back to Haitian Vodou, is all about action. You cannot say that you want to further connect with the laws and say that, and then be honest and have all these conversations, but don't change anything that you're doing. And you keep doing the same things. I call that's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So for some of you, that may look like you may be changing who you talk to. You may be changing your, you know, cleaning your environment, you know, maybe creating new habits, right? Unfollowing certain pages on social media, right? Creating a schedule and sticking to it, whatever that means for you. I always say take action, but start small. I say don't try to change everything all at once. Now, you may have multiple things that you may need to change, right? And that's okay. But not trying to change everything all at once. Now, I usually say don't try to boil the ocean, right? Start small, take incremental steps, right? When you change and you've been able to incorporate one change and you've got it down, then look at your list and incorporate something new, right? And just keep doing that over time. But whatever it is, whatever change you decide to make, be consistent, okay? The laws, again, detest inconsistency. So be consistent in whatever actions that you take. And like I said, be realistic. In some cases, you may need to seek help from outside parties in order to help you on your journey to reconnection. That can be in the form of asking for help from your close friends, from close family to help you. You may need, you know, maybe you seek out professionals to support you in whatever means that you need to. If you feel called to reconnecting and taking on certain types of new habits, new changes, don't do it alone, right? Seek out the help you need from those around you. And lastly, from a spiritual perspective, one of the ways that you can, you know, maybe reestablish, you may consider having a divination, right? So being able to get a card reading, let's say from a trusted spiritualist, or being able to take spiritual baths. We're actually going to talk about spiritual baths, you know, in a future episode, right? To be able to bring a sense of energetic cleansing and renewal to your aura. It may be saging your apartment or saging your house or saging your car, right? After you're cleaning. So there's maybe physical cleaning, but then there's the spiritual cleaning that needs to take place in some way, shape, or form. So in addition to making changes in your life and in your habits and the ways that you move, there's also spiritual things that you can do in order to, you know, make those connections that you're seeking. Remember, listeners, this is not about perfection, right? It's about progress and being honest about where you are, knowing, you know, you may start and stop, you may, you know, come back and forth, but being consistent in whatever that looks like is important. Remember, the laws, they can read intent, right? They can read your heart. So again, just being brutally honest about where you are and what you're doing and what you can and cannot do makes all the difference. So after you have made certain types of changes, right? Again, even if you start really, really small, I go back to this idea around like the car dashboard, right? Go and take your time and observe. See, are you getting responses from the laws? Are they responding to your prayers? The conversations you've had with them? Are you seeing it in dreams? Are you seeing things in your life change, start to pick up for the better? Are you seeing visions? Are you starting to get those physical connections back in your body? Start to look for those indicators in your life that shows that you're on your path to healing. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Make sure to follow or subscribe so you never miss an update. Have a question, thoughts, or comments about today's episode? Feel free to email us at aguacerito@gmail.com. Feel free to send us a note. We'd love to hear from you on your perspectives and any other advice that we could provide for you. Don't forget to share this episode with the first person that comes to mind that you believe may need to hear this message as well. Join us next time. We're continuing our conversation on loving on the laws, and we are going to be talking about the amazing, the formidable Metagwe and Mambo La Siren, the powerful water spirits of Haitian Vodou. I'm so looking forward to that conversation next week. Until then, keep learning, growing, and pushing forward on your journey. As always, we will close out in prayer. Thank you to the Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all the divine saints, spirits, ancestors, and protectors who have walked with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to the spirits of the earth, water, fire, and air in the east, west, north, and south, both known and unknown. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom that has been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk paths. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that will be learned will unfold in time, and all that is to be shared will bear fruit. Aibobo, ago ago, bo rababa, asao, alaso, awoshenago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sembo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast.
Joining us on the Agua Cerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, your spirits. And remember, the Agua Cerito show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.